What do you like from Nick Petan with what he's been able to do, not only with Blake, but just kind of the way he's handled everything so far?
Well, the improvement in his game starts going back to the beginning of last year, and then when he came back up, he had really used that first year pro well, learned the game, the pro game, and his skating and his quickness. So his hands have always been very good. He's got great vision with the puck, can be very creative, but the NHL and the American League game is just a whole lot faster, and you have to play at that pace to be able to use your skills. And he's come back fitter, stronger. But the quickness and the speed, I think, and where to apply it in the game, that's a sign of maturity.
Dave Dockstall called you the Jets a damn good four-line team. You haven't heard that a whole lot in the 6 years. How have you gotten to that point?
Well, we've got seven lines, I think. we've drafted well. I mean, at the end, at the base of this, the Kevin Cheveldayoff and the scouting group have drafted well, and because of that, the pieces that we've put in our lineup, and some of them have come right out of amateur hockey, and some have spent some time in the American League now. The quality of our players in the last 2.5 years has really improved.
Wasn't it for you to not have to just rely on one or two lines to have sort of
that
balance you've been looking for?
Well, there's streaks in every player's games, even when they're doing the right things, and there are teams that will be able to shut a line down, so you have to have it to have any kind of success. But we've got players now that are in our lineup that think about the game that way. So when you bring up Petan and Dano, they come into your lineup. That's how they got to this level, putting pucks in the net, making plays, being creative. They have the hand skills to do it. And so they hit the ice. You know, we have certain requirements defensively and certain focuses that we hold to be very important. But when it's on the stick, they're looking to do something with it. And that, a lot of times you'll bring a kid up, you won't play him very many minutes, and you just want him to hold water. You don't want him really to, just don't cost you anything. But these younger players have come in and been impactful.
Philadelphia's allowed the most first period goals in the league. How are you able to take advantage of that with the way you guys either push the pace extra hard from the start, or how can you take advantage of it?
You know what? I don't think I can answer that question, because I got the same problem in the second period, and I know that we don't do anything different between two periods. We've got some speed, but I don't know that we're faster than the Flyers. When we're watching the Ottawa game pretty closely, there's a lot of speed in their lineup. They've got some good size to it. I like their team. Every team has its, I don't even know if their strengths and weaknesses, they're things that are become sometimes who they are. We're pretty good in the third period. We've had some pretty good comebacks, so we hit the ice in the third period. They're feeling good about themselves. We've been able to grind the second period down recently, where we haven't given a whole lot, but we were sitting 2-12 for a while, and it's still not an overly pretty number for us in the second period. So, you know, we're both trying to fix the areas that maybe were other, you know, slow out of the gate for us. It was slow out of the second period, but our message doesn't really change, I don't think.
Well, what have you seen in terms of growth in Mark Scheifele's game that has allowed him to produce like this? Obviously, he's been a great player for a little while now, but
yeah,
what has allowed him to produce like this?
The benefits of his approach that hasn't changed, you know, from the first day of meeting him, from his first year in the NHL, he's spends the entire summer focused on training, so he is bigger and stronger. He studies it from the bench. He talks to all the players, like at the World Cup, and can come back and tell you something about each player. So he studies that game. So with Mark, it's just he's reaping the benefits for me of the hard work, and he's extremely dedicated to being a great professional hockey player, and he's just benefiting from all the time he puts into it.
Well, with Lowry, did you identify anything with Lowry, like in either at the end of last year or training camp, that you knew that maybe he was going to take another step, if he did indeed take a bit of a step back last year?
Well, we felt even going back 2 years ago that the ends of both of his seasons were where we had hoped to get him to, and he started where he really ended. He's skating now the way he does it toward the end of the year. I think he put a good summer in to get ready for that. He's had an increased role. We've kept him in the middle. But some players around you help. You know, we look at Joel Armia, how well he played, and Sean Matthias prior to the injury. So now he's playing at a different end of the rink. He's doing different things. The game looks different for him. When Brandon comes in with Tanev with all that speed. So now I think the people around him have helped. Certainly not carry him, because he's got a little bit of a confidence level. I think being on the power play in that front again, going back to the question about the young kids, when you start to think about the game differently, and he scored some goals in that front in the American League, and they start to think that they can do things. They start handling the puck better, right? So it's confidence is probably what we would call it. But he trained right. He came back at speed. He came back a faster player. We were able to put him with some players that complemented his game, and then the confidence grew from there.
What does Drew Stafford need to do to take the next step to be ready?
So he has to go through a hard full contact here today and feel good tomorrow, and we may throw him through another one. So he's cleared for contact, and now he has to be able to get through that contact.
So maybe Boston, not necessarily.
That would be a possibility, but again, if it's not Boston, it won't be a setback.
What surprised you the most about Lane's game? I mean, he has a lot of goals, but what else is he doing?
Well, the biggest surprise was the way he shot the puck, even in practice. The number of times he scored just in your shooting drills. He's very, very competitive guy, but as competitive as he is on the ice, he's that easygoing off the ice, relaxed, very humble, kind of quiet guy. I don't know that I'm surprised by anything. I think he's still. There's some big adjustments from the Finnish game to the NHL, and he's making progress in that. And sometimes it's hard to tell because, you know, the left winger is in his second year, so his game changes. But he's adapting and he's starting to pick up the reads. And God, I think you got to get through at least one lap of the NHL. We haven't seen Philadelphia. They played differently than there are subtle differences with every team, and it takes those guys a while just to get a feel for it. But he's adjusted pretty well.
Can you talk about this road trip as a bit of a litmus test for your play?
I just look at this five game stretch, and I want to compare it at the end to our five game road trip last year in November, where things really did not go very well for us. And I'm not talking about the results. I'm talking about how we play and how we handle a five-game road trip. That's what I'm... And I'm probably talking to myself more than to the players on that idea. For me, I squeezed at a time in the season last year. I don't know that they could handle it. And we're going to try to keep confidence here. We're in a real tough schedule. It's a real tough grind. Want to make sure that we're as fresh mentally as we can be.
It looks like they're having a tremendous amount of fun right now. I mean, they're kicking this thing off, obviously, with the right frame of mind.
Yeah, I found that right from the start with these guys. They have fun on the ice together. So our requirements, like everybody, as long as you're working hard, you can have fun, and we've encouraged that. We haven't had any practices, so I can't complain about their practice effort. They've played hard in their games. So we've had a little more success in the last 7-8 days. We've won a few games, so you're seeing probably a comfort level them showing that they're having fun, but it's been like that in the room. Not casual, but they got a lot of inside jokes, and that's always a great sign, right? They're saying stuff to each other that they think is really funny, but you're not really sure what they meant by it. That's a sign of a good room, and I think we've got a really good room.
Do